Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tov Kuf Gimel Shelo LaHachin Miyom Tov LeChavero Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph Aser Lefois Oy Levashel. It is Aser to go ahead and bake or cook or Lishchot or Shecht Biyom Tov on Yom Tov Letzorech Machar for the next day. Afilu Hu Shabbos, even if the next day is Shabbos. Obviously, we'll see later on that there's a concept of Erev Tavshilin, but in principle, it's usher to go ahead and cook, bake, shech from one Yom Tov to the next Yom Tov, or to Shabbos, right? Or Yom Tov, afilu b'shnei yomim shel Rosh Hashanah. And even from one day of Rosh Hashanah to the next, when we say, right, it's Kedusha Achas, Aval. Okay, so before we get to Aval, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Aleph, Aser Lefais, Vafilu Dava She'eno Malacha. Even something that's not a pure Malacha, just the Rabbanan Rak Tircha Bialma, being Toreach on one day of Yom Tov for the next day of Yom Tov, or for the second day of Rosh Hashanah or Shabbos, it's Aser. Kigon, what would be an example? Hadachas Ka'aros, washing dishes from one Yom Tov day to the next. The Havas Yayin, or bringing wine from the wine cellar. Miyom Tov L'Chavero, on one Yom Tov to have wine for the next day of Yom Tov. Gam Kein Aser. Kimo Shinizbayer Sof Siman Tov Reish Samach Zayin, like we'll see at the end of Tov Reish Samach Zayin, and he says Va'ayin Sham Mashekasavdu Bezeh, and he says, and you should look there what I wrote there. Now, what did the Mishnah Berurah write there? So the Mishnah Berurah there quotes a Chaye Adam in Klal Kufnun Gimel, where the Chaye Adam writes that in a Shas HaDchak situation, it would be mutter and permitted to bring water or wine from one location to another for the next day of Yom Tov. But he specifies that this should be, again, number one, a Shas HaDchak situation. But also he says, even in the Shas HaDchak situation, it's only okay if done early in the day, so that it's possible that it could still be used on that day, the day that it was brought. And the basic rationale of the Chaye Adam for this kula is that the iser against preparing on one day for the next is when one basically wishes to go ahead and save time on the second day by having prepared on the first day. But let's say you have a situation, for example, where you would not have time on that, let's say, that night to do it anyway, and therefore you are not doing it so that you could just take time for something else on Yom Tov Sheni, but let's say you would not be able to go ahead and have it for that night, so then it would be okay. So in other words, if you needed to have wine, let's say for Kiddush, on that second night, and therefore, and you wouldn't be able to do it for whatever reason later, in the Shas HaDchak situation, so then you'd be able to go ahead and do it. Why is this important? Because this becomes very relevant in the following situation. What happens if a person needs to go ahead and remove frozen food? Okay, Johnson, remember when you used to work in the kitchen, the yeshiva? So you have to go ahead and you have to remove frozen food from the freezer for Yom Tov Sheni. So can you go ahead and do that on the first day of Yom Tov with the intent to use it on the second day of Yom Tov? So the poskim are makil, again, in a Shas HaTzchak situation where you need to do it, since his intent is to be able to eat right away on Yom Tov Sheni, rather than have to wait a bunch of hours, and that would take away from the enjoyment of Yom Tov on the second night, it would be okay. But again, this is dafka with respect to Tircha Yisera. We're not talking here legabe with respect to the actual halachas of Malacha. We're talking about things that are Tircha, you would be able to do it, but again, specifically, it would have to be done early in the day, where it could still be possible that you could go ahead and, you know, cook that frozen item that's now defrosting on that day itself. Okay, let's move weiter. Sif katan beis afilu hu Shabbos dein Yom Tov mechin l'Shabbos. Because Yom Tov, you can't be mechin from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Kidi yalef b'gemara mikra, like they learn out, okay, from psukim in the Gemara that aim Yom Tov mechin l'Shabbos. Okay, the post can talk about what about going ahead and folding, okay, your talis on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Okay, so they say that according to many poskim, it's only because you made an Erev Tavshilin is that allowed. Okay. Others say no. Others say that the halacha of Malacha, that we say Ein Yom Tov Mechin LeShabbos. But something like Tircha, since the Kedusha of Shabbos is greater, so Rabbi Akiva Eiger happens to hold, you wouldn't even need an Erev Tavshilin. Even if you didn't have an Erev Tavshilin, you'd be able to fold your talis from Erev Shabbos Yontif to for Shabbos. Okay. This is assuming we don't fold our talis anyway on Shabbos. Everyone has their kulas, but you don't fold it on you don't fold it on the seams and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, let's move right there. Move it on. Moving right there. Oh, Yom Tov Gimel. Okay. Oh, sorry. Can the yellow Gemara Mikra V'Kol Shekein Dim Yom Tov L'Chol? For sure, from Yom Tov to Chol is going to be Yasev. I ain't seen in Tov Kuf Zayin. Sifkat and Gimel. Oh, Yom Tov. Rotzaloma Yom Tov Sheini Shel Galios. It means to the second day of Yom Tov Sheini Shel Galios, because it's a Safek Chol. V'nimtza Mechin Me Yom Tov L'Chol. And it comes out that you're being Mechin from Yom Tov to Chol. Sifkat and Dalad. V'afilu B'shnei Yomim Shel Rosh Hashanah. D'lahachmir Aminan. Kedusha Achasein, the lo lahakel. We only are machmir kedushas Achasein, but not lahakel, meaning midaraisa pashit. Again, Bir Halacha gets into a whole discussion here, but the bottom line, halacha lamaisa, right? Minatayra, the first day of Yomtif is Yomtif, second day is not. And again, at its core, it's based on Safek. So again, even though we say Kedusha Achas, okay, le Chumra, we did not say it le Kula, and therefore you cannot be Mechin from Yom Tov Rishon or Rosh Hashanah to the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Let's move weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. So what can you do if you want to go ahead? Is there any shtick? Legal halachic shtick you could pull? So, yes, you can. You guys might have learned this when you learned Beitza, if you ever learned Beitza. Aval memala isha kedera basar. You know what a woman could do? She wants to get some meat ready for the second day of Yantif, she could fill up her pot with basar, afal pi she'eina tzricha el lechaticha achas. She goes ahead and, you know, she only needs a little bit of meat, a little bit of a sado meat, and she plops a ton of meat in there, okay, even though she only wants one piece of meat in that whole saucy pot roast, okay? She has a big pot with all the different meats in there, and she cooks it up, and all she really wants is one piece of meat. That's totally okay. What? And the Rama adds, Hagah, for kol shekein sheyachol lishkot, and for sure you could go ahead and shecht, afal pi she'eino tzarech el l'kazayis. For sure you could shecht a whole behema, even though you only want one piece of one kazayis of meat from that behema. But that's one whole behema. There's no way you can get to that kazayis without shechting the whole behema. But what's the basis for allowing to go ahead and add a bunch of extra pieces of meat to a pot for the next day, even, right, once you're cooking one piece for today? So let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan hey aval memala. So he says, Vafilo achar. Not only that, this kula is such a good shtick halachic maneuver, you could even, after you already add the meat on the pot on the fire, afilo achar shenicha kedera al haesh, even after you put the pot with all the meat on the fire, muteris lahosif basar, you could add more meat to the pot. Mipnei she'atavshil misakein yoser kishiyesham basar harbe. He says because there's a basic principle that the food and the meat in a dish tastes better when there's more meat in there. And therefore, there's an allowance even after the pot is on. Meaning, kolzman, that you go ahead and you are doing one maisa, meaning you have a lot of pieces of meat and in the pot, and you go ahead and you put the whole pot with one maisa bishel on the fire. So that's okay in and of itself because basically you're doing one maisa. But here you're doing another maisa. Here you're going in and adding more meat after the pot is already up and cooking. Even that's okay because of a yusai that it adds to the actual kedera by adding more meat to it. And he says, "Vafilu u b'kedera ketana," even if it's a small pot, "mutalit no b'kedera gedola." You know what you could even do? You could even take the contents of the meat from a small pot and put it into a big pot, "ulahosif alav," and then to add more, "kedei sheye shomein b'yoser." Again, what does the added meat do? It makes it more fatty and juicier and tastier. So what he could do is, he could even take the pot, pour it into another pot, and then add more meat to that pot. Okay? All that is okay. But then he says, V'chol zeh shayich davka kishe b'vasel basar v'dagim b'kedera. He says, this is talking about where you're taking meat and fish and cooking it in a pot. Aval b'shar tavshilin. However, other types of dishes, ain't ever shy lahosif bishvil laila kishomedes kvara kadera ala esh. He says other types of dishes that you're cooking up on in the pot, you would not be able to go ahead and add more to it once it's already on the flame. Why? The ain't no mosif shevach al yedei ze. Because you're not adding anything when you add more zucchinis, okay? Let's say you have, you know, 20 zucchinis cooking in a dish in some tomato sauce. Adding another 4 zucchinis is not going to help the situation, and that would not be okay. Again, unless obviously you want to eat those zucchinis. But we're talking about where you're adding zucchinis that you don't want, okay? You only want it for the next day. There's no heter to go ahead and do another maisa. And he says, v'chein kishasolim basar al ashvud. Also, let's say you have a spit where you have these shipudim, you have the spit, you have the pieces of meat on the spit, okay? And now you're going to be roasting 10 pieces of, you know, pargit, 10 pieces of little, you know, chopped up chicken, okay, on the spit, and you want to roast them together. So, true, you could go ahead and put them all on at the same time, even though you don't want to eat all of them on the first day, but you're not going to be able to go ahead and add more onto the spit once it's already on the fire, unless you want to eat more that day. So that's what he says. He says, "V'chein kishetzolim basar al shipud, ein rashai lo sif b'shvil laila." You can't go ahead and add for that night. Let's say it's Yom Tov, Rishon by day, and you're roasting up for your day, first day of Yom Tov meal. You can't go ahead and add on more meat for that night. Because kishaome kvar ashbud ala esh, right? When the spit is already on the fire, you can't go ahead and add more pieces of meat to it. Aval betchila, however, initially yochol lahosif ala shbud kama sheyirtze. However, initially you could put onto the shbud as much as you want. Kevan shehu betircha achas. Since it's one tircha and one maisa, there's one maisa of bishul here. You have 10, there's no difference between 10 pieces of meat on that shbud, on that spit, and 8 pieces of meat. So you could go ahead and add more for the next night as long as you're doing one maisa. V'chein b'tashil kai gavna, and the same thing would be, okay, if you want to go ahead and cook up 10 zucchinis, also, if it's taking it and putting it all in one pot at the same time and putting it on a fire at the same time, that would be okay. Ukemo b'siv beis, as we'll see coming up in sif beis. Sif katan vav, afal pi she'ena tzricha, even though he only wants one piece of meat, hainu, af im kavanasa, when this woman, he's assuming it's a woman here cooking, right? Even though the woman, okay, her kavana in adding the basar is bishvil laila, it's for the night after, shehu chol, which is a chol, which is the next day, right? It doesn't have to be for the second day of Yom Tov. It could be for chol. It will be okay. Afal pi kein mutter, kevan shakol ponim, Sricha lechaticha achas leechol biyom tov. Okay? He says, since one of those pieces he wants to be able to eat, or she wants to be able to eat on Yom Tov, it's okay. V'skimu abe achronim demikom akom tizar shalot tomar b'fia, she shouldn't say explicitly shemevashela es letzorach laila, that she's cooking these extra pieces to have for after the day of Yom Tov, umikom akom b'diyeved eino neser al yedei ze. However, b'diyeved, even if she would say, "I'm doing this for after Yom Tov, right, for the next day of Yom Tov, or for the chol," even though it's usher to go ahead and do it and say it b'pemale, still, right, she shouldn't explicitly say it's for after the day of Yom Tov. It would still be mutter to go ahead and eat it, and it doesn't become usser. Like, as if, for example, you cooked be'isser, where, again, you're not allowed to eat the item, okay, at least b'kadei shi'asu. We move weiter. Sif katan zayin, eina tzricha ela lechaticha achas, v'hu adinim eina tzricha rak la'tavshil o laharotiv bilvad gam kein shari. The kol ze mishtabeach al yedei hosafas habasar. He says the truth is, okay, even if he's adding it for the tafshil or for the sauce alone, that's okay. Because as long as there's an improvement to the dish by adding the meat, doesn't have to be adding to the taste of one piece of meat. Okay, then einat sarach, so meaning you don't really even need to have that one chaticha that you're eating. As long as the additional meat will enable you to enjoy more from the overall dish, it's okay. Then he says, what about him einot sarach lesudas hayon klal? Let's say you really don't need it at all. The ikar bishula, and the ikar you're doing it really is the tzarach halayla. You're doing it for the night after Yom Tov. The ochel ktsas mimena, and the only reason why you're eating some of the meat is harama shtick ki hechi de lo litzer ale levashel. In other words, it's going to be awesome for me to cook for tonight because it's Yom Tov, but I want to be able to cook for tonight. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and cook now, eat a little bit, so that I'll be able to cook for tonight. So that's actually a machlokes whether you're allowed to do it. Yesh deos beina poskim. There are deos in the poskim. The yesh osrin duhu b'chlal harama. There are those that asr and they say, oh, that's harama. That's not allowed, even though you're eating. The yesh matirin. Others say, what do you mean? Kevin shako ponim ochel ktsas. At the end of the day, you're eating. You're eating, so you cook for today, and therefore you're eating, and therefore it's okay. V'gamu kodem achila, and also it's you're doing it in the morning before your main meal. Ukid lekame, as we'll see coming up, because we're going to see coming up that everyone's going to aser pulling this shtick harama if it's after already the Sudas Yom Tov, because then that's what's called harama nikeres. Harama, where it's clear that you're doing it for after Yom Tov, and that's not going to be okay, l'chol ha-deos. Okay? So that's what he says. Va'olam nagu lahakel. The olam is mekel k'deyazu. Shemevashlin b'shachris l'tzorach halayla. The mevashl also in the morning, for also for the night. V'tom in k'tzas man, and they eat a little bit. V'ein limchos b'yadam. And you should not go ahead and pick a fight with them. However, they say, this type of harama shtick, you should only be mekel dafka miyonto rishon liyonto sheni. Aval miyonto l'chol yesh lezayar bezeh. However, you should not be mekel like the mekel shita when you're talking about doing it for a chol. V'machmir k'dei arishona. And those that are machmer, like the first opinion, even from Yom Tov to the second day, shelo levashel le tzorach halayla bekedera bifnei atzma ella beosa kedera atzma she mevashel le tzorach suda shachris hu marbeba le tzorach halayla tovo alav bracha. Okay, he says those that are machmir, not to cook in a pot for the next night, only to cook in the pot that the person will actually need for his suda of shachris, and then adding to that pot, he says, tavo alav bracha. So to sum up, he says as follows. Ideally, what one should do, okay, if he wants to go ahead and cook for the second night of Yom Tov already on the first day, is it should be in the same pot that he's using to cook for the food of the Suda of the first day of Yom Tov. Okay, if he wants to pull shtick to be able to cook for after, it could only be done, again, before Suda Shachris. It could be done, okay, he says, the oilam is mekel to go ahead and pull shtick as long as you go ahead and eat from that food, even though you're cooking it for the next night, but you should only rely on that kula for the second night of Yom Tif, but not for Chol. Again, a person might want to go ahead and do this to make some dishes, so he'll have dishes ready to go on the second night of Yom Tif. You could see this pulling the shtick in the Mevaseret kitchen. You might have to do it because you don't want to have Mevaseret guys, banging on the door. Where's the meat on Yom Tov Sheni? So you might want to go ahead and rely on the Shita Lakula, but not for the Motze Yom Tov. Pulling that shtick, he says, is not okay. But again, if it's all in the same pot, that is okay to go ahead and add to it. And even if it's not going to add flavor, if you're doing it all in one maisa of putting it on the flame, that would be okay. Sif katan ches echas v'dafka b'zeh sheyesh to'eles gam litzorech hayom al yidei haribui. He says there has to be some to'eles for that day for the addition. Aval usser lasos chremzlech o kreplech v'chayoytze bazeh yoyser mima shetzarech lebo bayom she'ein echad mashbiach b'chavero v'tzarech l'troach b'chol echad v'yachad b'vnei atzmos. Look what he says here. He says, what happens if you want to do the following? You want to make a bunch of meatballs or kreplach for the second night or for after Yom Tov. He says that's not cool. You can't do that. Why? Because now you're adding additional tircha on Yom Tov Rishon for the Yom Tov Sheni. It's one thing if you plop in 10 pieces of meat into the pot and then put it all onto the same flame. Or you could even add meat if it's going to add flavor, we said, afterwards. But to go ahead and do more tircha, that's what he says. He says, aval also so chremzlech or kreplech v'chayotze b'zeh yoyser mima shetzarech lebo bayom, more than you're going to need that day. She'ein echad mashbiach v'chaber. Number one is one's not improving upon the other, and tzarech l'troach b'chol echad, and you need a special tircha b'chol echad b'vnei atzmo, and therefore you wouldn't be able to put it out on the pot in one shot. Sif katan tes b'chol shechein sheyachol lishchot, and he says kal v'chomer, you can go ahead and you could shecht. Ka'amar, look what he says. Mr. Brura Sifkatan Tes, Kamar Kol Shekain, Mishum She'iev Shar Lishchot. Why is it a Kal V'Chomer? Because you can't shecht b'shvil kezayis echad. You can't shecht just one kezayis. Elohim Kain Yishchot, unless you shecht the whole behema. V'dafkim Yesh Adayin Shuhus Ad Zman Achila. And this, even this is only allowed if there's enough time after you shecht till when you're going to be having to eat, to go ahead and lav shito, to skin it, ulamolcho, and to salt it, ulavashlo, and to cook it, o al kolponim litzloso, or minimally to, be able to roast it. Avalam lo yaspik kol achad ad achar zman achila, usher, but if you're not going to get to it until after the zman achila, that would be usher, ukid lekame. We'll end with this. Look at the Ramah, the end of the Ramah. He says you could also do the following. You could put up a bunch of different pots of different dishes and just eat a little from each one, and you'll have the rest for the next, for the next day, leftovers for the next day. That's totally fine. Totally okay. You can cook for leftovers. as long as you're going to eat from each pot a little bit. That's what he says. Sifkatan Yud. V'chein yichol levash al-habrikadei. Rosh Rotsa Lomar. Afilu kavanasa l'tzarach halayla. Even if your kavana is for to have the stuff for the night. Kevan sherotsa lechol mikol achat besuda shachris. Since you want to eat from each one of those things for what? For your suda that day. Umayri shekol kedera haya mevashel min b'fnei atzmo. And we're talking about where each different pot is, you're cooking something different. Because then it would be illegal shtick. Aval min echad b'shtei kederos ein lahatir. But you can't go ahead and do a whole bunch of extra pots and then eat a little bit from each one if it's all the same meat. Okay? That you can't do. Ein lahatir. Kevin shetam shtei kederos who shove it. The tam of each kedera is shove it. And therefore, everything that you're going and tasting, okay, from both pots, you could have gotten it out of one pot. The nimsa shakadeira shnia, so it comes out that lemaisa, the second pot, that's eina misvashela. Then it clearly comes out that the second pot is purely litzorach halayla bavad. It's purely for after yomtiv. Sifkatan yud aleph lechol mikol achat maat. And you could eat a little bit from each one. He says, "Mistimas l'shomo mashma." From his lashon, it sounds that afilu eino tzarech lechol, even if he doesn't need to eat. Rak shetoim ma'at mikdol kedera. It sounds like he's saying the Ramah's being makel, like we said before, that even if you're just eating a little bit from each kedera, kedei sheyelo hetel levashel, that you have a hetel mivashel. V'hainu kedasa mekilin. It sounds like the Ramah is holding, like we said, like the minag we said is to be mekel leel, that you're allowed to do a Ramah, you're allowed to pull shtick if you're going to eat a little bit, as long as you do it before the shachris meal. Udasa osrin sham, and therefore, according to those that aser, ain heta, the heta would only be rak lemisha datoi be'emes. It's only if you really want to eat from all those dishes for your meal. You want to be able to eat from all those different dishes. And then you're just adding for the night. But you wouldn't be able to do it derech harama if you don't go with the mekilin. He's already said that the olam is mekil, but he also said, remember, if you don't want to follow those kulas, Tavo, Alav, Bracha, Yashakayachmen.